So welcome, everybody. This is a special podcast episode that I'm doing for clients of Kern Consulting and colleagues and anybody on the mailing list. I have a very special guest today, Josh Ubaldi. And he is someone who I've been connected with through a client and I've had such a great experience working with Josh. And he's a wealth of knowledge and such a great educator. And he, you know, I wanted to have him here today so that he could share what he does. And also so that we could talk a bit about what's happening in our world right now. And just sort of how we can come together as an online community and use this time to build our businesses and connect with our audiences online. So Josh, welcome.
Thank you so much. I so appreciate that.
I would love for you to just give everybody an intro to your business and just talk a bit about, you know, from the perspective of someone who hasn't done Facebook ads before, how you work with authors and creatives and people with online courses to leverage the power of Facebook ads.
Awesome, for sure. So I am really specifically a Facebook ads specialist. I truly specialize just in Facebook ads, which I know some people think is crazy, but it's such a rich world unto itself because I have a really kind of down-to-earth way of looking at Facebook ads. They can be really complex when you're executing them, but they are really, for me, the direct connection between an author, a digital course creator, anybody who's in that world, and their audience. It's the first touch usually, and it's consistently every single touch to make sure that everybody knows exactly what you're offering every step of the way. Because, like, as we know, email is so sketchy, you never know who's really looking at every kind of email. But Facebook ads are there no matter what. So I focus on really especially using Facebook ads. The majority of my clients are people who have digital courses. I have a good, healthy chunk of clients who are authors and mostly people in the self-help space. And I really appreciate the fact that you said creatives because I come from a creative background myself. I don't even know if we've mentioned this, but I used to be an actor. I started all this. I came into this world as an actor, serving actors with marketing. And then I found a little kind of special place for myself within it. But I think there's a beautiful bridge to be kind of drawn between people who are creative and really focusing on their offer and the content and what they want to put out there in the world and the marketing. Because the marketing is oftentimes, it's like kept at arm's length in many ways because it seems so foreign or it seems so difficult or complicated. But the way I work and end up kind of working very easily with a lot of people in the creative space or authors like this is because we just make the marketing a very natural extension of the main message, right? My clients, especially, they are very specifically passion-driven, mission-driven. Yeah. They have something to say. So our goal when we work together is really to make sure that we get that out to the most specific people. And we make all the, I kind of just make all the marketing magic happen in the back end. So all of the kind of more complex stuff, figuring out how to really get the biggest bang for the buck, which in the terms of anybody in the creative field or even authors now, we really need to go through those extra steps beyond just targeting, right? And Facebook ads, right. People are really just focused on targeting and finding the right buyers and people. That is always the first step, but there's a couple really big key steps after that, tracking, testing, that we put into place that is usually total news to people, right. But we make it really simple because it's nothing but really using whatever the main message is and just kind of using it in different formats and keeping it very simple.
Yeah, I love that. It was the first time we ever talked, we had such a connection because I think we see marketing in the same way of like, it's not this sleazy, like yucky thing. It's just a way of sharing what you love and connecting with the people who need it. And the other people don't have to buy it, but it's really finding those who the product or book or whatever it is can serve and making sure that they understand it and have access to it. And like, when you think about it that way, it's all about the storytelling and the connection, and it can be a really fun, you know, endeavor.
100%. It's so much about the story and the connection. And it's, my family is very Italian and very Catholic. And I grew up totally going to Catholic schools and doing lots of volunteer work, because my parents really came from that perspective of golden rule, doing mm-hmm. unto others type of thing. And yeah. So service is a very big place that I came from specifically, that I really carry out into my life, but that I found is a very natural bridge for clients who are in this space, especially because most of them want to see people make their lives, their relationships, their businesses better.
Right.
And it's just being of service and letting the stories kind of unfold and just letting the connection do the work versus, right? And I, you know, I've worked with people who've come from other Facebook people who've been, you know, it's all about the sale, all about the sale. And I got to say, like, I always tell people, right? Getting you great leads and getting sales, that's the given, right? That's right. Obviously the starting point. But we're not discounting that, but it's so much more about the complete journey you're willing to take someone through that lets them connect with you, you know, right. Building that brand that you're basically doing and helping your clients so much with, building the brand, building the connection so that, you know, always, I am actually a really big numbers person, especially mm-hmm. with ads, because the numbers it gives you are so clear. Right. But you do have to know how to put the story together with all those numbers. Yeah. And so my goal is also making sure that I do that as simply as possible so that a client can say, oh, I see what you mean there. They really jived with that piece of content.
Right.
They didn't see, why do you think that happened that they didn't seem to connect with that? And it's just letting that type of stuff unfold. So we take care of all the important stuff like increasing sales and whatnot,
right.
And certainly leads. But most of all, getting you connected to the right people is yeah. always what it keeps coming back to.
Right. Yeah. I love that. And I love that it makes it less of a guessing game with the marketing, which yeah. can be really tough because sometimes you put something out there and it might not do well, but you're not quite sure why or what part of the process in the sales people dropped off on. And so with the numbers that you have, it's like so much easier to just nail it, you know?
It's very true. And in, you know, full disclosure, there are a lot of really specific nuances with something like Facebook ads, which I think is really important when you're always addressing the fact that someone's investing in this, right?
Right.
Someone always has the option to partner with people, which is great, to do organic traffic, which is mm-hmm. great. I don't dismiss any of that,
right.
But the only thing you always control completely is turning those ads on and seeing the numbers of who's really seeing your offer.
Yes.
And that really gives you so much power when you're trying to build your message. It also gives you so much confidence because you get to increase your reach. You get to increase the response that people are giving you. And time and again, I just see people kind of digging into their business in a deeper way and finding better ways of saying things and better ways of reaching people because the ads just creates a channel for that really
yeah.
simply.
Yeah.
And it is nuanced. You know, there's lots of ways where you can look at the numbers and it, you know, you're like, oh, this is perfect. It's ready to go. Well, it's ready to go with everybody who knows you already. All the people who might be new
yeah.
to you, you may put that same thing to them and a little different work has to happen so that mm-hmm. they can connect to you in the same way.
Yeah.
Lots of different channels to go down there.
I love that. Yeah. And you know, we had a meeting earlier today and one of the first things I said to Josh was like, how are things going? You know, because we have a lot going on in the world right now. And
really, really?
And it was just, you know, we are kind of all in these bubbles because
yes.
because we are literally all in a bubble in our homes. And there's a lot of fear out there. There's a lot of uncertainty. And I was very curious about what Josh was experiencing with his clients because the message that I've really been, you know, pushing and sharing with my clients is one of, you know, this is an opportunity to pause and to give and to build that audience and to nurture them and to, you know, really tap in. And because we're always in this go, go, go mode. And when we know that we should be nurturing our audience and we should be taking the time to do that, a lot of the time we don't. And so I feel like even though it is, I'm totally not dismissing the fact that this is a scary time in some ways. I think for online businesses, it can be a really big opportunity for innovation and creativity. And so I'd love for you to share with everybody kind of what you're also seeing with your clients who are very similar to the people that I work with.
Mm-hmm. It's such an insecure time with so much uncertainty for sure. But I think you absolutely nailed it in that this is a time where there's time to nurture, right? Yeah. I think the biggest issue that most people have building their audience, especially authors who are building an audience from scratch, creative people who are creating new type of courses or anything like that from scratch, is how do you stand out, right? It's everything mm-hmm. that you do as a brand. How do you stand out in this very noisy world? Well, it's usually because people are juggling just so many things. The beauty of this moment is really that everyone, like you said, is in this bubble of self-isolation, yeah. but we're all kind of caring for ourselves the best we can within this. A massive piece of that is definitely technology. Yeah. You know, millennials are kind of experiencing something extreme for the first time, I think, in a lot of ways. They still have their main crotch of technology going, but everybody else does too. So, you know, parents who are home with kids and whatnot, everyone's got their mobile phone, everyone's got their tablet, especially for older audiences. Yes. Tablets are amazing, and everyone's on their tablet, mm-hmm. not to mention desktop. You know, people are back at their computers now. Mm-hmm. But I 100% agree that this is the time where people are paying attention. Now, they may be nervous, so there's a lot of nervous energy underlying a lot of that attention.
Right.
So, you know, like I was mentioning earlier to you, you know, in terms of like a big launch where you need people to pay a lot of attention and potentially make a really big investment, $1,000, $2,000, right. $5,000, $10,000, probably not the right time. Too much economic uncertainty at the moment. Too much uncertainty just with paychecks, let alone the stock market.
Right.
But even more so, just too much trying to understand what's going on around them when things are changing so quickly. But yeah. in that case, small offers I have seen consistently working really well. So yeah. not everybody wants to make a paid offer right now, but it might, you know, in this world, what we call tripwires a lot, where you're just getting someone to go from being a lead into a customer, mm-hmm. that could be like a $1 to $99 offer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. This is a great time for $1, $7, $17, $57 offers yes. to get people into that world. And if not to even make any kind of offer, you know, because most authors have books that cost 20, 25, 35 bucks now.
Right.
A great time for an offer like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just the brand awareness, just putting yourself yes. out there, introducing yourself to people, because that is the attention span appropriate to what's happening yes. now and what people are willing to kind of pay attention. But they're consuming so much content online.
Yes.
It's great to just fall into that. And not a lot of people are assuming because this isn't a time to make a big ticket offer.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are like, oh, I'm just going to wait and, you know, hold off on everything until this stops so I can go right back into that. So not the best idea. So
right.
much better instead to put a lead magnet out, introduce yourself,
right.
make yourself available with lives to introduce yourself.
Yeah.
Even,
because right.
people are home and have time. So
yeah.
there are a lot of options, but it is about nurture when everybody is simplifying, right?
Mm-hmm.
We always want to kind of, the beauty of ads is ads really doesn't require anything extraordinary except taking what you already have and just kind of making it palatable in a quick form so that they go to what the offer is,
right?
So if people are kind of moving through that simplification, what's simple? What do people really need now? In whatever business I offer, is there some specific aspect of that or take on that I can put out there right now? Most people do have that. You know, I have parenting families, parenting courses where you're like, my kids are freaking out. I'm
right.
trying not to freak out. My kids are freaking out.
Yeah.
We're just going to have some peace in the household. That's a great offer.
Mm-hmm.
I have someone else who's in a space of fertility,
mm-hmm.
and that's a very different story. It is a large offer that she's putting in place that's kind of gone on hold, but this is not the time where people are looking to get pregnant. right? Right. An uncertain world is not when people are focusing on this.
So, although they are having some cabin fever. So
that's a whole different story. I think natural births are a whole different story. What's going to be happening than like people looking for, trying to make it happen. Potentially. It's so funny. So people know if their business can kind of address this or just be present for people appropriately. But I agree. A long way of saying it, Corinne. We're on the same page here. This is a brilliant time for that.
I really love, I think a lot of people right now are home and they're thinking about how could I have a business online or how could I take this, like, it's a time to sit and sort of be like, what really matters to me? What am I passionate about? What have I always wanted to do?
That's right.
I think that, if you're somebody who is in that self-help space of like, people are going to be trying to get healthier. They're going to try, they're going to want to write their books or launch their online course or whatever. So, I totally agree that I think lead magnets are very important in terms of just getting a larger audience and getting more people on your mailing list. Mm-hmm. So that whole just, offering something for free and then having that person on your mailing list who you can nurture and grow and get to know and build that trust. But also not shying away from the smaller priced offerings, because people, certain groups of people, not everybody, but some people will still have some income to spend on those kinds of things. And they're going to be looking for places to put their energy because they're probably feeling a little blue, a little bit isolated. And the online space allows you to connect and grow and get inspired. And people want to feel that way, I think, right now.
Absolutely. And I think, right, it's so uncertain. You see how long schools are choosing to stay closed for and announcing that. The longer this goes on, we're going to start turning, I think everyone will start turning corners of going from, kind of the boredom or kind of even just like, oh, maybe it's nice to be home for a change if you have a very stressful life. But putting, like you're saying, all that energy into something more proactive, productive for themselves. And most people's, especially online courses or books, especially in self-help, will move people to the next level. So there's going to be time, and the longer it goes on, people will move away. It will become in some ways a new normal. And then they're going to be like, well, what can I focus on now? I don't want to even watch one more minute of Amazon Prime or Netflix. What can I read that I haven't heard about yet that kind of is more interesting? Yes. I think it's a world of possibility.
It's exciting. It's time for innovation. And like, that's what happens during these moments, is like the people who are willing to be innovative and creative and think outside the box are the ones who are really going to thrive.
I agree. And a friend of mine who she's in Australia and she's kind of like in the business coaching space. Mm-hmm. She put something out yesterday and she was like, you know what? I'm putting stuff out really specific, like seeds towards what my main offer is. Mm-hmm. But she's like, I'm being a little more direct than I normally am because people are looking for leaders right now.
Yes.
And a lot of what I'm putting out is a little more leadership based and people are really responding. Yes. And so, right, especially with ads, you can immediately see if people are responding or not to different types of things. You know, mm-hmm. you test one thing against the other, but people are looking for leadership. So especially in the self-help space, it's time to, go out and proud and say, this is my message. Mm-hmm. If you might be interested, I would love to just talk with you through this. Time.
How can people find you, Josh?
People can find me on my website. Actually, Facebook's always the easiest Facebook person. Surprise, surprise. My Facebook page is the easiest way. And that is, if you just go to Facebook, you can find that at Ads with Josh. Ads with Josh, it's all together. Or you can search my name, Josh Ubaldi, Ubaldi. Or my website itself, if you want a website, is fbadsmadeeasy.com. And that's fbadsmadeeasy.com.
And I'll link to all that stuff everywhere that we share this. And I just have to say, it's so funny because I just know you through our meetings and stuff, but like, I just adore you. And I think you're an awesome person. And I just love what a big heart you have. And I'm excited that we got to do this because I really do think that people need to hear these things right now.
For sure. And focus on what they have control over. At the end of the day, there's so much right now we don't have control yes. over, but there's so much we do. And this is a huge piece of it. So back at you. I feel exactly the same for you. I'm so glad we've met and connected. But yeah, I hope that people really can empower themselves during this time and stay connected and connect with an even wider audience.
100%. Thank you so much, Josh.
Thank you.
Bye.